You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two of the Roto Experts live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, Fantasy Executive, Matt Modica, he is Wall Street. We're hanging with you, Studio 34, on a Wednesday morning.
Wednesday, we're traveling by fast.
It is.
I just can't believe this. I tell a woman, you have to call me before 8:02.
Right.
At 8:02, the phone rings.
Maybe her clock still says 8:01.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
All right. So, I was talking with Scott about this, and he was trying to defend it, and I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to
Scott's a homer.
Be on my side. No, not that side. Not that part of it.
Oh, okay.
He was saying that in 2 years as an offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo's pretty good with the New York Giants.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was like,
a team that never scored 30 points, and then as soon as he left, put up 30.
They were saying that was him as a head coach, Matt, that he's one of these guys as an offensive coordinator, he's going to be fine. That Cleveland being a good hire, man.
Well, you need Aaron. Okay, then I can be the OC if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
He wasn't the OC then. He was the quarterback's coach. He was the Giants' OC before he was the head coach.
Okay, so he came over quarterback's coach. So his only OC gig was at the New York Giants.
Right.
He was terrible at it.
Right.
I think Eli Manning's been trashed the last 2 years as well.
Yeah, he has
been. You want to say Odell Beckham didn't play a full season this year? I don't think Eli was good last year. You know, you got to go back to 2015 to say Eli was good.
And he wasn't that good then.
Yeah, I wish Eli was playing at the same level Ben and Phil are still.
But Ben Roethlisberger and Phil Rivers?
Yeah.
No, Eli Manning has come down.
The decline has happened much quicker.
Yeah, it has been.
I can't believe they benched him for that one game. That wasn't nice.
Probably needed to happen, right?
But then they got so scared they
yeah,
stopped.
Then they got fired.
The scapegoats is what they were.
Yeah, they were scapegoats because he signed off on it.
Of course mm-hmm. He did. You can't do that without signing off on it. All right, the Arizona Cardinals seemingly will decide between Steve Wilks, Mike Munchak, and John DeFilippo for their head coaching position. Second interview is going to happen this week because none of these guys have playoffs to worry about. So it seems like one of these three guys for the next head coach. If you're an Arizona Cardinals fan, which one of the three would you like, Matt?
I mean, DeFilippo seems to be getting so much love here. If he's really this young offensive mind, maybe I'll go him.
Okay.
I think this is a good job to take. I think they could make move. If you look at what like the Saints did last year, drafting free agency, I keep going back to that. But there's some pieces here. And I think you can get they do need a second wide receiver. Of course, I mean, the J.J. Nelsons, John Brown is never going to be a thing. So if people still want to believe that, it's unfortunate, whatever illness he has. I forget the blood disease. But you have David Johnson. Larry Fitzgerald comes back another year. Where they go in the quarterback is going to be the defining moment for this franchise.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be critical for the franchise. That's one of the things that they got to work on. They should have drafted a quarterback last year.
Yes, they should have, but they didn't trade up for. They got overtaken from Mahomes, which everyone thought he'd end up in. Now they desperately need a quarterback. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Good job by Don Burns. This is the firm. You hear the Italian music in the background?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This is the jam right here. It's from my youth.
That's great.
Love it.
I'm glad.
Shout out to Nas.
Listen, if you're happy, I'm happy.
If you like it, I love it.
if that's what makes you happy, I'm thrilled.
Hey, Don Burns, that wasn't executive decisions. What one was that? That was affirmative action. Yeah, affirmative action.
There you go.
Shout out to Don Burns.
Don Burns will be playing the Weakest Link with us coming up.
And Chris Ventura, too.
And Chris Ventura, we're going to bring him upstairs.
Y'all got to hang out for that because Chris Ventura
must see TV.
Need medicine.
It's going to be his debut on the Weakest Link.
This, okay, so good, good. I'm glad to have that happening.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I haven't played that in a while.
But
I kind of forget that one.
Hey, just now, I was over here.
You've been there for a while.
I was over here on the telephone during the break.
Yes, I noticed.
I had to take a very important phone call.
Sure.
What were y'all talking about?
Nothing.
I just heard two words and I was like, what?
We're talking about nothing.
All right.
We're talking about AJ McCarron. AJ McCarron wants to start somewhere. And
he deserves a shot.
He probably does deserve a shot. The Alabama quarterback's never any good, but he deserves a shot. And he said the reason he wants to go to Cleveland, quote, he thinks he could have won a game in Cleveland. He could have won more than one game in Cleveland. And he wants to go somewhere. He's going to have an arbitration hearing coming up next month to determine if he's a restricted free agent or an unrestricted free agent. Obviously, Cincinnati wants to keep him as a competent backup, but he wants to go somewhere. Matt, can he be any better than Mike Glennon, or is he basically Mike Glennon 2018 version?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is. I mean, I wouldn't want him. I want him as a backup.
I agree.
That's exactly where
I agree with you.
Could he be better than DeShone Kizer? Yes. Could he have won, could Cleveland have won maybe a couple games with A.J. McCarron at quarterback? Yes, but this is still A.J. McCarron we're talking about here. So, look, Cleveland's got a lot of issues at this quarterback position, and I know Hugh Jackson loves him. I think the main thing they've got to be concerned about is Ben McAdoo.
Yeah,
the offensive coordinator.
Exactly.
Look, I don't know where the hell they're going here. It just gets more confusing. I don't know how Jackson's still head coach. The rumors of McAdoo coming on board.
Right.
Maybe just clean house with the coaching staff. Get yourself a quarterback. Either you can draft one, you can sign somebody, make a trade for like an Alex Smith for a year or so. I don't know, but the way it's going now, it's... looks like this is just a black hole that's getting deeper and deeper.
Well, it's just the same problem, right? Like, that ultimately, you just have these guys, they're going to hire their friends, they're not going to hire new ideas or out of the box, and it doesn't work.
Yep.
Well, it just does not work.
Are you trying to sell me on, say they draft Sam Darnold with the number one pick, and they get A.J. McCarron? Is he like the guy for the first few games to go out there and start? And
I think A.J. McCarron won a whole job. I think he won a whole job.
You.
He won a full 16 games.
But the problem is, let's say he's an unrestricted free agent, and he was like, come to me, son. Come to me. He'd be like, okay, daddy, I'll be there.
Can I have the full 16, though?
Correct.
I want
and Hugh,
you got to earn the full 16.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. He will say, hey, sure, hey, you got it. It's all yours. But then... John Dorsey, the general manager, the first overall pick, said, all right, we're going to draft Sam Darnold. And then A.J. McCarron's all upset. Hugh, how could you do this to me?
Yeah, so now if I'm A.J., if I'm A.J. and I become, I get what I want, and I'm an unrestricted free agent, and I'm allowed to move about the NFL as I choose, I want to get me a place where I can go in there and be a Gucci Garoppolo, where I can go in there and be a savior, where I can go in there and be a guy that, get the team rallies around and looks positive and takes the team in a positive direction for the future. And I think A.J. McCarron can play. I think Colt McCoy can play. Maybe I just like backup quarterbacks.
It seems like you do. Backup quarterbacks that go to national championship games.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's my thing. Backup quarterbacks that never really had a shot. But, yeah, well, you never know. He could end up in D.C. He can get a whole 16 in D.C.
Potentially.
Yeah, he can get a whole 16 in D.C. potentially. If Kirk Cousins is out of there. So.
And listen, let's not forget, Jay Gruden was also A.J. McCarron's offensive coordinator at one point.
There you go right there. So the pieces are starting to come in place. I think McCarron deserves a shot. It's 32 jobs. If I'm him, though, I don't want a situation where I'm... like, I don't want to be what happened to Glennon and happened to me.
Right.
Like, I want to sign an affidavit.
I want to know, like, in 2 years they won one game in Cleveland. you have to do something where there is a competent, kind of proven NFL quarterback there just to get you over that hump.
I agree.
And bridge, even if for a year. Look, if Sam Darnold sat for a year, it probably won't happen if he's the number one pick.
Right.
We saw it with Mitchell Trubisky. Then again, you had Glennon who...
was brutal.
Terrible.
Was brutal. Then when you have a first overall pick that's a quarterback, a second overall pick that's a quarterback. Let's just call it what it is, right? Like the natives get restless. When you have that guy sitting on the bench, even if, and I'll use Eli Manning as a prime example. If the Giants draft a quarterback with the second overall pick, and Eli Manning struggles and goes 0-5 in his first five games, they're going to go over Eli's head at this point, too.
Wait, so the people that got all upset that Eli got benched?
That's
how they are.
No. At the time, when Ben McAdoo comes out and says we're benching him for Geno Smith, it's a lot different than saying you're benching him for a Josh Rosen or a Sam Darnold.
Well, I do believe, I forget who said it, it might have been Tony, but maybe they put Geno there to take the heat and then wanted to go with the kid, but that was a nice catch.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Greg had a headphone malfunction.
Very strange.
That was weird. Like somebody walked up behind you and knocked the headphones off.
It landed right
where the ghost of Ted Finn.
Oh, Ted Finn.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
We were talking about
no, AJ McCarron. No, he need a kick. He need a full. I think he
needs a back. Look.
Man, you can give AJ McCarron a shot. Look at some of the quarterbacks.
I'm a Bills fan who needs a quarterback. I'm not saying go out and get AJ McCarron. Look, if we got him as a backup, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
If we drafted a franchise quarterback and they want to give him the first couple of weeks, get the kid up to speed and all that, I'm fine with that direction. But look, I'm just glad Nate Peterman was terrible, so I don't have to worry about him being our quarterback next year.
So the big story, of course, going into Wild Card Weekend was how much Bills fans had donated to Andy Dalton and Andy Dalton's charity. Literally like $500,000 or something ridiculous like that, which is amazing. It's a testament to Bills Mafia. Well, the Bengals are paying it forward a little bit.
Yeah.
As Bengal fans are now donating to my man, Blake Bortles' charity.
The Bengals fans are donating to Blake Bortles' charity because they bounced the Steelers about that. You gotta love the AFC. The people with the most money is the fans. But that's wild, though. But yeah, they really despise the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know how that rivalry is. And they're happy that Blake Bortles was able to get the Steelers about the playoffs. They didn't want the Steelers to become the 7-time NFL champions, which they had a good chance of doing this year. Until, you know, Blake Bortles went in there and dropped that hammer on them. So, yeah, they're paying it forward. Shout out to the Bengals fan. Shout out to Who Dey.
So, Who Dey Nation.
Who Dey Nation.
So, how this whole thing started, according to the foundation, a Cincinnati sports radio host named Mo Egger encouraged Bengals fans to donate as a way to pay it forward, like I said. Ultimately, they did. They've raised about $5,000 right now, which isn't, you know, as much as the Bills fans have
Cincinnati.
Raised.
Cincinnati.
It's more than Martin Lewis makes.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, more than 100 fans have donated, and that's pretty cool. It's $5,000 more than they had before.
That is pretty cool, so shout out to them for doing that.
Should we see if there's any Blake Bortles facts this morning?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, let's take a see if it was Blake Bortles facts.
They're getting a following now. Like the New York Post is writing about Blake Bortles facts. There's too many people that aren't in Blake Bortles facts now. Here we go. Blake Bortles has never lost a playoff game, and that includes at Gillette Stadium.
There you go.
Bortles, Brady, the rematch from week one of the preseason.
That's awesome.
Preseason rematch. I said this one yesterday. They retweeted it. Blake Bortles has never videotaped the team's practice.
Oh, this is true. Mm-hmm. Also a Blake Bortles fact.
Blake Bortles has never tried to injure an opponent with his car, as Brady might have done with Leonard Fournette.
Exactly.
So, there you go. Let's see here. Blake Bortles... The last time that the referee for the Jaguars game against the Patriots is Cleet Blakeman. That's Cleet Blake.
That's key.
That is a Blake fact right there. Playoff wins in 2018. Blake Bortles 2, Tom Brady 1.
This is true.
Blake Bortles has more playoff wins in 2018 than Tom Brady does. Blake Bortles has never gone on to lose the Super Bowl after the Blake Bortles facts guys filmed something for ESPN.
No, that's true. These are all facts.
I'm just reading facts. I'm literally just giving you facts. And of course,
I'm really getting an itch to take this Jaguars money line.
And of course, the final one is that Blake Bortles has never been suspended by the NFL for deflating football.
That's true, too. And that's big right there. That's very important.
It's a very honest
Blake Bortles
fact,
a stand-up guy.
He likes hard balls.
Yeah, huh? Blake Bortles, also not an avocado cult.
No, he is
that
not.
That we know of.
By the way, as I said, Cleet Blakeman will referee that game, one conference championship game, with the other one being Big Ed Hockley. He referees Vikings and Eagles. We're going to come back. We're going to bring upstairs Chris Ventura. Don Berg gets on the mic. The Weakest Link comes your way next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Back with, oh, there you go.
There we go. I'm back here live, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's that time that everyone's waiting for.
Play the Weakest Link.
Play the Weakest Link. Chris Ventura, welcome to your debut on the Roto Experts.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome, man. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Chris is the one that usually changes the camera for those watching on television. We brought him upstairs. We've left Jack in charge of the cameras. God knows how that's going to work. we're going to try it. Maybe I should send Jack. Probably Jack up here would make more sense now that I think about it, Corey.
No, we need Ventura up here.
Okay. So how the game works, Chris, did you ever watch the game show The Weakest Link?
Yes, absolutely. That's okay. An old game show, too.
It is.
I've watched it.
Okay.
I know exactly how it goes.
Okay. So we have here, we have questions. You will participate along with Corey, Matt, and Don Burns. Don Burns, good morning.
How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well.
We need laptops up for this, right?
You don't need any laptops. The only person who needs a laptop is me.
All right,
close your laptop, too.
Right,
trust Don Burns doesn't have a laptop open.
Don Burns.
He's too busy.
Chilling. Just a playlist to make the
so
show.
So you're not participating?
I'm the host of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my job here, is to be the host of this radio program. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris, you're a new guy. Would you like to... We're going to go first. It's making my life easier.
Sure.
You're going to go first.
Okay.
Here's our music. Here you deal. I'm going to ask you a question. You get an answer. We're going to go around, then we'll see what happens. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Here we go. Let's play The Weakest Link. Who is leading the NBA in minutes per game?
I'm going to say...
You're taking too long already.
Taking too long? Ben Simmons.
Incorrect. Corey, who is leading the NBA in points per game?
James Harden.
That is correct. Don Burns, who is leading the NBA in three-point percentage?
Klay Thompson.
That is incorrect. Jason Tatum. Matt, what senator from Utah who forgets when he doesn't have glasses on is retiring this year?
Orrin Hatch.
That's correct.
I kind of feel like that was a gimme.
I didn't know that you were going to get that one. Ventura, who led the AL in RBI last season?
Aaron Judge.
That is incorrect. That is Nelson Cruz. Corey, who led the AL in runs scored last season?
Aaron Judge.
That is correct. Don Burns, who directed the movie The Departed?
No idea. Oh,
Martin Scorsese.
I don't know. Yeah, this is classic.
Matt, who led the AL in at-bats last season?
At-bats last season, George Springer?
That is incorrect. Francisco Lindor. Ventura, what quarterback has the most completions in the NFL playoffs thus far?
Blake Bortles.
Incorrect. Drew Brees. Corey, what quarterback has the most touchdowns thrown in the NFL playoffs thus far?
Blake Bortles.
That is incorrect. Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger. Don Burns, who is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year?
John Legend.
Incorrect. Pink.
That's a good,
Matt,
good guess.
What quarterback has thrown the most interceptions in the NFL playoffs thus far?
Quarterback throwing most interceptions in the NFL playoffs. Marcus Mariota.
Incorrect. Drew Brees. All the answers to these questions were Drew Brees. There we go. Round one is complete.
All right.
With that being said, someone is going to have to be eliminated now. What about Corey first? Corey, you answered two of your three questions correct.
I did good.
You had a good round. How are you feeling about your chances to move on?
I think I got a good shot to move on. I obviously. I'm here every day.
You are? Well, you're here every day.
Years now.
You're getting all your stuff correct.
Yeah, I think I feel good about my performance. I feel strong. I had that sandwich. I feel better.
Do you feel too good that like you did too well that people could vote you out?
It could happen.
Okay. Matt, how do you feel about your performance?
A little subpar.
Okay.
But not as bad as Don Burns not getting The Departed, so he'd be my choice. For
so
this.
you're immediately saying that Don Burns is your choice.
The Departed was bad.
Okay. Don Burns, Matt called you out here. How did you feel about your performance that round?
That was bad. I got all of them wrong, so I should probably I should probably not be in. But
so you're saying...
I'll vote for myself, Jonathan.
You can't do... It ruins the game.
Okay.
So,
Matt, I'll vote for Matt.
You're going to vote for Matt. Chris Ventura is your debut. How did you feel about your debut performance?
Not good. I got zero right, but I would have got Mark Scorsese.
So he also got zero right.
I wonder why.
Chris Ventura, who do you believe was the weakest link that round?
Don Burns.
Corey?
You got to go back downstairs and sit with
him. I just got to go to DB. He got the donut. Didn't get Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
I don't know who's singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl either, though.
It's Pink.
Pink?
Pink.
She's back.
All right.
John Legend. John Legend was a good answer because I probably would have guessed that, too.
He would have been wrong also.
Yeah, I would have been.
All right. Don Burns, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Don Burns been in the finals last time we played this game.
I just don't like the fact that Don Burns was a short stay for Don Burns.
It was a short, very short stay for Don Burns. Shall we continue?
Sure, let's do
it. All right, let's play the weakest link. Corey Parson, you're up first. You were the strongest link last round. Let's see if you can do it again. Corey Parson, fantasy executive. Who has the most receiving yards in the NFL playoffs?
Antonio Brown.
Incorrect, Michael Thomas. Matt Modica, what kicker has made the most field goals thus far in the NFL playoffs?
Josh Limbo?
Incorrect. Matt Bryant. Ventura, who hosted The Apprentice the season after Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
The season after Donald Trump. The answer is not Donald Trump. It's President Trump, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Corey, what player caught the longest pass thus far in the NFL playoffs?
Martavis Bryant.
Incorrect. Ted Ginn.
Damn.
Matt, other than Aaron Judge, who led the AL in walks last season?
AL in walks last season.
We need an answer.
Nelson Cruz.
Incorrect. Edwin Encarnacion.
Ooh, Eddie.
Ventura. Who is Oprah's boyfriend?
Oh, I have no clue.
It was Stedman. Come on. Corey, other than Aaron Judge, who led the AL in strikeouts?
Ooh, other than Aaron Judge, who led the American League in strikeouts, Francisco Lindor.
Incorrect. Joey Gallo. Matt, what does CBS stand for?
There's many things I want to say. Continental Broadcasting
System. That is incorrect. It's Columbia Broadcasting System. Ventura, other than Aaron Judge, who had the most home runs in the AL?
George Springer?
Incorrect. The answer is Chris Davis with a K. Corey, who is leading the NBA in rebounds per game?
NBA in rebounds per game. Anthony Davis.
Incorrect. Andre Drummond and DeAndre Jordan are tied. Matt, who has the best free throw percentage in the NBA?
Trevor Ariza.
Incorrect. Courtney Lee. Ventura, who has the best two-point percentage in the NBA?
Kyle Lowry.
Incorrect. Clint Capella. And that's going to do it.
Tough round for everybody.
It was tough.
Tough round for everybody.
It was. It was tough all the way around. I don't know if anybody got any questions right that round. Corey, you were the strongest week. Strongest link that round. First round. You got no right in that round.
Yeah, no, that was a tough one right there. I should have got the Michael Thomas question right.
Michael Thomas one was gettable.
And the Ted Ginn one was gettable, too.
Chris Ventura, go to you here.
I got that CBS right, though. I got Stedman right, too, though.
Chris, I got Stedman. I should have said Columbia. Yeah.
You've played two rounds thus far, the weakest link. And you haven't gotten any right.
Zero.
You've gotten answers wrong, such as who hosted The Apprentice after Donald Trump. Your answer was
Donald Trump.
Was Donald Trump.
Not good.
Not really sure what went through your mind there.
Nothing.
You also did not know Oprah's boyfriend. It's interesting. He's been in the news recently.
I don't really watch much of the news.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of sports and... That's about it.
Well, sports, okay.
It would be tough for him to, I would see it being tough for him to know
Stedman?
Stedman.
Really?
Who's Oprah's best friend?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's no clue.
What do I ask?
Gail King.
Gail King. She hosts CBS This Morning every day. Okay. What if we asked you, like, who's Ellen married to? Is Ellen more relevant to you?
I do know who that is. I don't know her name, but I Portia? Know that she was on. Yeah, she was on. Yes, Arrested Development.
Yes,
that's right.
Portia de Rossi is
Portia de Rossi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know she's married to Portia.
No, I didn't know that. Wow, it's news to me. Breaking.
See, that's the thing. Different generation. Ellen versus Oprah. Yes. Yeah. Matt, you didn't get any questions right there.
No, I did not.
So you struggled. There's a baseball one for you. I thought you might have gotten right.
Yeah, what did I say? Nelson Cruz? I was close. It was Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, you were not close. We'll give you that. Matt, you answered first last time. I'm going to go to Chris Ventura here first. Chris Ventura.
Yeah.
We should do another round before we make an elimination.
You want to do another round before you do an elimination?
Yeah. Because everybody was bad that round. Well, so it's tough to put somebody
else.
This
is how it works.
I was just throwing it out there for suggestion. You know what I'm saying?
We got to have a finals, and there's only 12 questions written down here.
Oh, yeah, okay. So more or less it's user error.
It's not really user error. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, if you'd have had 20-something questions.
Can we bring back
I wrote 36 questions.
Oh, you did 36 questions?
Three rounds of 12 questions
each. Okay.
A lot of questions.
I have a question. Can we bring back Don Burns?
You voted him out. You voted him out. Chris Ventura, who do you believe is the weakest link? Who do you believe should not go to the finals?
I'm going to say, I can't say myself, can I?
No.
Okay, Matt Modica for not getting CBS.
Matt Modica for not getting CBS.
Going against the family. I guess he never learned as an Italian.
Matt Modica. Okay. Matt Modica, who do you believe should be eliminated?
The guy that just stabbed me in the back.
So Chris Ventura. So with that being said, Corey Parson, you're going to the finals. You're the strongest link in round one. Nobody voted for you in round two. But you're in an interesting spot right now. You now have the ability to choose who you're going to face in the finals of the weakest link. So, Corey Parson, who do you believe was the weakest link in round two?
Well, being that I'm choosing the opponent, I'm not going to pick the guy that wins this mic line every week. So Matt Modica is the weakest link.
Matt Modica, despite
entertainment value too, I probably would.
Despite knowing who Orrin Hatch is, and despite knowing some answers, unfortunately, sir, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Cigarette break, I guess.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's Ventura versus Corey. The winner is our strongest leg. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Holy crap, was your headphones loud? Oh my god, are you crazy?
Half deaf.
Turn your mic on. You're half deaf and half idiotic, too. There you go. Yeah. What is going on?
It was louder than my joints being?
Dude, I never heard myself so loud.
Oh, okay.
Not that yours is not absurdly loud. And
I like to feel it.
I feel it fine. As long as I can hear myself. Now I went deaf hearing myself.
Yeah, but I like when I like my headphones loud because I like to feel it. You know what I'm saying? This is you don't understand how hard I work for this. You feel what I mean?
Listen, I understand.
Oh yeah, you do. You was there, and so I like to hear. You know, I like to hear myself.
Okay.
Nobody else listen. Everybody else be like, "Give me some money." What?
All right. Chris Ventura, your debut of the weakest link. You've gotten zero questions right. Here you are in the finals.
I did that all on purpose just to get here.
Oh, there you go.
Smart. It's pretty smart. It's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, you hear the music. It is time to play the final round of the weakest link. Who led the AL in steals last season?
One second.
You don't get 1 second.
We need an answer.
We need an answer.
Francisco Lindor.
Incorrect. Whit Merrifield.
That was good.
Corey, who led the AL in caught stealing last season?
Jose Altuve.
Incorrect. Elvis Andres. Chris, who is the host of the Wheel of Fortune?
Bob Parker.
It is not Bob Parker.
He's not. That's not anymore. He used to be.
Corey.
No, he didn't.
Corey, who is the host of The Voice?
Oh, man. What's the little boy name? Oh, American Idol dude. I can't think his name right now.
Oh, I know.
Incorrect. Carson Daly. Ventura, who is the most targeted wide receiver this postseason?
Michael Thomas.
Incorrect. Julio Jones. Corey, of players with at least two catches, who is leading the NFL in postseason average yards per catch?
Ted Ginn.
Incorrect. Martavis Bryant. By the way, that's not. Ventura, who leads the NBA in blocks per game?
Joel Embiid.
Incorrect. Kristaps Porzingis.
I knew that one.
Corey, who leads the NBA in fouls per game?
Draymond Green.
Incorrect. Boogie Cousins. Ventura, who is the coach for the number one college basketball team in the country?
Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino. Incorrect. Corey.
I really got that one.
Corey,
too.
Who is the coach for the number two college basketball team in the country?
I don't know who's number two right now. Wait a minute. The poll came out this week. Is it Jay Wright?
It is not. Jay Wright's number one.
Darn it.
It was Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett. Ventura, other than Jose Altuve, who had the most hits in the AL last year?
Francisco Lindor.
Incorrect. Eric Hosmer. Corey, other than Jose Altuve, who had the highest average in the AL last year?
Carlos Correa.
Incorrect. Avisail Garcia. And that's it. Mercifully. Mercifully. That is it.
I would have got Pat Sajak.
Let's go back to that. The Wheel of Fortune. What was your answer?
Bob Parker.
Bob Parker.
It was Bob Parker.
Bob Parker.
The host of the Wheel of Fortune is Bob Parker, who Chris says used to host Wheel of Fortune.
Bob Barker is what I meant.
Bob Barker never hosted the Wheel of Fortune.
No.
I want to make that clear.
It's Pat Sajak.
That's Pat Sajak that hosts the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Okay. You answer as well. Not that I'm deciding anything, but as the host, I have to narrate here. You answer who the coach number one college basketball team in the country is. Your answer is Rick Pitino. What team does Rick Pitino currently coach?
I don't watch college basketball. I'll be honest with you.
Do you have a guess?
I was gonna say.
Well, yeah. What team do you think Rick Pitino coaches?
Louisville.
So Louisville was the team that was Rick Pitino's team.
Yeah.
But he was fired many months ago.
A whole bunch of stuff.
I said Louisville.
Yeah, but no, you did say Louisville. But okay.
He was fired. He doesn't coach anybody.
He was running a sneaker factory.
I remember that.
Out of Louisville.
Many other
along
things.
With other things too.
many other.
Not
things.
Really a place you want your child to be at.
Well, your child wants to be there. Huh?
Yeah. You're right.
Your child wants to be
to
there.
To be mischievous.
Corey, your answer, Jay Wright, was actually good. He's coaching Villanova's number one overall.
And the number two team in the country right now is Virginia. Oh, Virginia's playing good basketball,
too. You know
too.
What? It's a standard Tony Bennett team that always gets there.
Yeah.
Never can do anything in the tournament because they can't play offense.
But, no, that's true. But I don't know. I saw them other week against the Tar Heels. They look
They're
like
good.
A better team
than normal
than I've seen out of Virginia in the past. I knew that Virginia was in the top three. I knew Virginia was in the top five. I didn't know who the number two team was. Yeah. I was hoping that...
Nova
as the new poll, would drop. Yeah. I mean, drop Villanova to the second team in the nation.
Yeah,
but no, Jay Wright.
Villanova.
Jay Wright is a smooth criminal.
He certainly is. Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
I would have got Carson Daly, by the way.
Yeah. That's. I was thinking about the other little fella,
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. I don't know. I get him mixed up. You know, Bill Cowher is going to be here later on this
week.
Next week or this week?
I think it's next week.
Okay. Yeah. Next week.
With that being said. Obviously, Corey, you would vote for Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, you would vote for Corey. You're trying to win. Which means it comes down to our producer, Don Burns, Matt Wendika, not in studio right now. So that means it's ultimately going to come down to Don Burns. Now, Don Burns, do you have any questions for the finalists? Okay.
An easy one.
Don Burns doesn't really seem to be responding at the moment.
I actually have a question I want to ask both of them.
Oh,
if
sure.
I could do a final question.
Yeah, go right ahead, Don.
So, who led the NFL in sacks this year?
Oh,
Calais
man.
Campbell.
Calais Campbell is
incorrect.
Is Venture's answer, and it's
oh.
And what's your answer, Corey?
Oh, this is the easy one.
Right ahead,
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Is he number one?
You would be wrong, actually. Chandler Jones with 17.
Darn it.
Chandler Jones. Campbell was second, though, right?
He was second. I would have to pick Chris on this. Just
wow.
So you believe that Chris Ventura is the winner?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
He was second, so.
All right. So that means, as the host, the power vested in me, congratulations to the winner of the Weakest Link. It's Corey Parson. I cannot let Chris Ventura. I will not let Chris Ventura win this game
with
zero correct through three rounds. Saying that Bob Parker hosts the Wheel of Fortune. I cannot allow Chris Ventura to win this game. I'm sorry, Chris.
Chris Pitino.
You are the weakest link I've ever seen in this game.
No, Scott was pretty bad.
Scott was terrible. He didn't know the Vice President
Scott
of the United States.
Scott didn't know the Vice President of the United States.
That's
yeah.
true. He did not know the Vice President of the United States.
Like, Scott, who
Hold on, wait. Chris Ventura, who's the Vice President of the United States?
Oh, boy.
I can't remember me.
No. I need an answer.
I'm not saying it.
I need an answer. Who's the Vice President of the United States? Come on, man.
I don't have an answer.
You don't have an answer.
He used to play for the San Francisco Giants.
He still does.
Oh, you do play for the Giants? I thought I was hearing them talk yesterday that he don't play for the Giants no more.
Oh,
they said he's just older now.
He's switching positions now.
Oh, that's what he was. That's mm-hmm. what they were just talking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
At least they got the same last name.
They do.
Oh, they have the same last name, huh?
Well, no, yes, they have the same last name, yes.
Still don't know.
Well, there's other. How many San Francisco Giants outfielders can you name?
You got Jarrett Parker.
Okay.
You got, who else do they have now? They just picked someone. Hunter Pence.
Right.
Pence?
Oh, interesting. Pence. Huh.
Pence. Vice President Pence.
Vice President Pence.
There you go.
There you go.
Do you know his first name? That's amazing. He had no idea that Pence is the Vice President.
No, I had no
That's
clue.
Incredible to
that
me.
That is incredible. I'm sorry.
Don't worry
I don't
about
watch
it.
The news.
What's up?
Hey, who was the America's first black president? You know
Obama.
That one? Okay.
Abe Lincoln. Do you know who Barack
Bill Clinton,
Obama... Hold on, wait. Wait for this. Do you know who Barack Obama's vice president was?
Yes, I believe
okay.
I do.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for it.
It is.
Yep.
Vice president.
Who was the vice president before Mike Pence, who you didn't know was vice president?
Mike Pence.
You're going to get roasted on Twitter. So.
I know Candelisa Rice is somebody very important in the organization.
She was. Condoleezza Rice was very important in the Bush administration.
Condoleezza Rice!
It's been a little while.
I know she's somewhat important in some administrations.
Secretary of...
She was... You're on the right track, but that was a couple
Secretary
of
State
ago.
Of State.
That was a few Secretary of States ago. She was never Vice President of the United States.
No, I knew
People
that.
People want her to be... Commissioner of something, right?
Commissioner of the NFL.
Commissioner of the NFL they wanted her to be?
Mm-hmm.
No, so that's not the answer. Do you have any other guesses who the vice president could have been?
No.
I'm changing my winner, by the way.
did Scott know who this one was?
Scott, let me tell you something. I've been with Scott for a long time. Scott didn't know the vice president.
Does he? Who knows more?
I don't know. Put it like this. You were there that day back
oh,
at the
sure.
when he didn't know who
Coach K
was. That was.
Do you know who Coach K is? What's his last name?
Oh boy, Ventura.
I know who he is though.
What does
I
he
swear
do? What does he do? What's
he's
his
a basketball
job?
Coach.
Of what
head
team?
Coach.
Of what team?
I believe it was Duke.
The Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah,
very good.
I know.
Right.
I just don't. I'm not good with names.
He doesn't know Coach K's name. He doesn't know Coach K's name though. Scott had to read every day with this guy.
No,
I asked him the question. He has to read every
and then,
day.
What happened was what led me to think that Scott didn't know who Coach K was.
Right.
When he said his name, and
right.
I was like, wait a minute.
But Ventura doesn't even know his name. Ventura doesn't even know his name.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah, Mike
something like that.
I know
Mike Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski.
So there you go. So Chris, you definitely are the weakest link. I'd like to. We're going to have Scott on here next time we do this.
Scott versus Ventura.
We're going to do Scott versus Ventura.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have zero sports questions or Twitch questions.
I had to be close with George Springer and Holmes, and I had to be close with Calais Campbell and Sachs. I was second.
Now, that was good.
The Sachs,
that was good. Calais Campbell was good.
Calais Campbell's good. However, that wasn't my question. I had 36 questions. That was not one of them.
Well, Springer, though.
Right? That was Don Burns. So your answer was Springer with home runs?
Home run.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
So, all right. So we said who led the AL in home runs right. not named... Aaron Judge, right?
Right.
Chris Davis was the correct answer, right? He had 43 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer was George Springer. George Springer had 34. You
that was good. That was
George
deep.
Springer is 10th. So you weren't exactly close in that. I'm sorry, Chris. With that,
it's not easy.
That's not easy. Absolutely not. With that, that's going to do it for the Weakest Link for today. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're actually talking some more baseball with Matt Modica here. Chris, a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure. Thank
we'll do it again soon. The vice president with Barack Obama was Joe Biden, by the way. Joe Biden is what we're looking for.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We're back, Matt. You and I just chatting some baseball.
I love it.
What did you think of the Weakest Link today?
I thought that was hilarious. Adventure versus Angled Showdown. I think we could get pay-per-view for that.
We should get sponsored for that, that's for sure. I have no words. I have no words. So yesterday breaks that Christian Yelich, he had a trade request previously. And that's become a trade demand. He wants out of Miami, and he wants out now. I mean, this is not what he signed up for, blah, blah, blah. You know, everything you've heard and you know when it comes to Christian Yelich and the Miami Marlins. I don't know if Derek Jeter's going to trade him, though. I don't know.
I think he gets traded. Look, this is their chance to actually make a good trade to help this organization. I understand Stanton was money, but you got to get something. You got to get a top prospect back. I'm not saying all of them had to be, but, you know, they've failed two times.
Mm-hmm.
And Yelich is that one piece. He's young enough. I believe he just turned 26.
He did.
Even if you got a package JT Realmuto in there, whatever, this team is going nowhere. They know that. It's about making money for them right now. Maybe this organization that was given the was allowed to buy the team, maybe they shouldn't have been. But that's another story altogether. You got to like Yelich. I would love him. Any team that is contending or has a chance to contend, I would love to add him to my team. He does hit too many ground balls if we want to have a floor. But we've seen players like Eric Hosmer and even Yelich, they're able to hit around 20 home runs in today's environment with a ground ball percentage north of 50%. He can steal you circa 15 bases or
right.
So. I believe it was Tim McLeod that made the joke. Christian Yelich is going to go 20-20 this season, 20 homers, 20 RBIs. You know, there's really nobody there.
So Yelich over the last 2 years played in at least 155 games. 21 homers in 2016, 18 homers in 2017. He had 100 runs scored last year and 80 RBI. As you said, circa 15 stolen bases or so. 298 2 years ago, 282 last year. 20 point difference in BABIP, which could kind of explain the drop. OBP, 369 in 2017, 376, very similar, of course, in 2016. The problem with Christian Yelich is that he's never all that exciting to me. Like, people love Christian Yelich, the baseball player. I can't fall in love with him, the fantasy player. Like, he doesn't do enough for me.
But what he does, I get it. He's not exciting, but over the last 3 years, it's been between 280 and 300
yep.
with the batting average.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice to have there. If you can get a guy that's going to go for 15-15, not everybody goes 15-15. That's a lot more difficult than I think people believe it to be. And when you get a solid batting average with that, and if you put him on a team, now the Marlins last year, you had Stanton, you had Ozuna, so you had guys. And he did score 100 runs.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Need to understand that. Mm-hmm. He did score 100 runs. So that's a category that's often overlooked. And if he went to a lineup that was conducive for him to score the runs, maybe even, you know, depending upon where he's hitting, I don't know. I think he's a really good player. It kind of depends on what you have to pay for him, how you're setting up your roster construction. But I don't have a problem taking him. I don't want to pay too high for him, though. I agree with that.
So what is the price?
72.
So in a you're talking in a 12-team draft.
Sixth round.
End of the sixth, or the seventh, really, is what you're looking at. That seems fair.
I think that
seems fair. I thought he was going higher than that. That seems fair.
You know, you got guys like Domingo Santana's going ahead of him. I'll take Christian Yelich all day.
Okay.
After him is Chris Davis. Mm-hmm. Look, Chris Davis is going to hit you the home run.
Definitely.
He's going to give you the average. Andrew McCutchen or Christian Yelich.
Right.
That's where you can choose from.
Right. I think, to me, I would choose Christian Yelich. He's 5 years younger. And hopefully he'll go somewhere that's a better hitting park for him, and it's even better. All right, if that's the spot, I'm okay with Christian Yelich there. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think he's a hell of a player, and hopefully he goes somewhere good. Miami can get a return.
That's reasonable. All right, we'll take a break. We reset and go to hour number three right after this.